Coach, before we get to tonight, congrats on the Europe option.
Yeah, thank you very much. Very excited to work with Ralph. He's a real interesting guy. He's been around hockey for an awfully long time, but done a tremendous amount of work in leadership and building organizations and motivating them. So it'll be a great opportunity. A bunch of players that I've never worked with before, and a great challenge.
How much do you think your experience coaching in Russia is going to help you in that?
Well, I think it has helped in understanding the difference in the styles of game and the culture of the game and how it's perceived, how it's played. It is markedly different than what we see over here in systems of the game, but in attitude of the game. So I have a far better feeling for the players that come over, the adjustments that they need to make to have success in the NHL.
What was the process like? Did Miro call you or did Ralph call you?
Ralph called. Yeah, asked if I would have interest. I said certainly, and they took a few days to do the things that they needed to do, and away we went.
Like recently or?
In the last week, yeah.
You've coached for Canada internationally. You're going to be coaching against Canada internationally. What's that going to be like for you?
It's going to be fantastic in that you're going to see all the best Canadians on one team, and they'll be well prepared and very confident in their home building. But I've spent a big bulk of the career, my coaching career, with kind of underdog teams, so we'll certainly fit that bill when that game comes.
What excites you most about the event in general, the World Cup coming back?
You'll learn an awful lot about just different ways. Just being around different coaches, but being around different players, you get little pieces of everybody else's systems that they run and the teams that they run. You get to see some of the personalities. You can give your general manager a feel for, 25 guys that you didn't know before. And then the event itself, like the competition of the event itself. It's going to be exciting.
Relationship with Ralph at all, I guess?
Limited, but Ralph scouted for us in Carolina. Twice a year we weren't at the business end of the draft table and we spend 10 hours talking hockey and hit it off. And I liked the way his Edmonton Oiler team played with what he had there. I thought he did a fantastic job at Edmonton. And his teams were always competitive in international competition, with a whole lot less to offer. They just didn't have the depth, but he found a way to get them to get on one page, and that's the real challenge for a team like Europe. Different countries, different styles of play, perhaps, but players that don't have a natural chemistry because they played together at different tournaments. And he's good at it. It's what he does, and it's what he does now, build an organization. So I'll get to see a guy who has great experience in taking a group that may not have a lot of easy connections and putting them together.
You'd normally be very busy in September preparing your own team. So how are preparations for next season for the Jets going to change with you tied up with this?
The only time that you would miss, my understanding is, would be if you were in the final. So you won't miss much of training camp, even the guys that play right to the last game. The guys that don't get to that final group shouldn't miss any of training camp. The only thing I'm going to miss is the prospects camp. I think that may be a good thing.
Why that?
I don't know that the opinions that I've necessarily had on players coming out of prospect camp have helped me as much as I'd hoped it would, because I saw completely different players when they got to the main camp. So, when more importantly than that, we have training camp done before September rolls around, and our approach, the video's all done, the concepts there. Very good leadership in the coaches that we have, but also the players that we have. So I have no concerns about that. I think the payoff for me stealing ideas is going to be good.
7 multi-point games for Brian Little so far this year. What have you seen from him that's led to that success?
I think Brian, along with Andrew and Tyler, in the first few games of the season, showed a little bit of missing training camp. And then since game 3 or 4, he's very, very quick. Blake getting off to his start is also a function of Brian's play. He's I don't want to say he's matured into be a good pro. Brian Little was a player I really didn't know a whole lot about when I got here, and was really pleasantly surprised in terms of like his professionalism daily. So I'm not surprised that he's had big nights or that he's having some success.
You got to look at Dallas when we were in Toronto. Now you get a chance to see him on the ice as an opponent tonight. What's your take on this team that's sitting atop your division?
Well, in all the games that we've watched, the games that won or even the game in here that they lost to Toronto, there were probably 10 other goals that could have gone in. They have an incredible offensive group. They find each other. But their big component right now as a confident team, they're very quick. So on turnovers or on loose pucks in the defensive zone, they are on top of them. And then they have a skill set that makes plays off those. So all the standard lines are true. What you do with the puck is really important in here tonight. But we're going to have to be as quick as they are. And they're going to have control pieces of the game. And they have in every game that they've played. They're at that level of talent. There will be times that we're going to be in our end. There's going to be a lot of switch-offs that we're going to have to pick up very quickly. So we have to be at our best.
Easy decision to go with Pavlik again here tonight?
Yeah, I like both goaltenders. I don't know that the final score has been any indication of how well the goalies have played. I'm comfortable with both. We thought our schedule allowed for Pav to get into some games here and get on a bit of a run. We've struggled a little bit right now, and when that happens, some confidence goes. So you want to put some pressure on those veteran guys to get in there and be the difference.
Just in terms of the roster building, you know what role you'll play, like in terms of Team Europe or what?
You know what? No, that'll happen over the course of the year. Ralph is a spectacular organizer, and he was clear, and he understands the demands of the NHL, of what it's like to be a head coach in the NHL. So he's going to ask questions when he has questions to ask, but other than that, I won't have a very large time commitment here while our team's going. So there'll be phone calls, we'll get together, we'll come in and meet, but the commitment right now for me is totally on the Jets, and it will be in September as well. Ralph was going to handle all that.